The following is a summary of upcoming events for September the 7th through September the 14th at Vanderbilt University. For more information about these events and a complete listing of all events, please visit the University Calendar's website at calendar.vanderbilt.edu. Academics, Friday, September 7th at 4 p.m., David Weinzenstein will present the inaugural lecture as the Eugene Greener Chair in Jewish Study, entitled The Date Seller and the Rabbi, Fictions of History in Wilson Hall. Video of this event will be available on ViewCast at www.vanderbilt.edu/news. Tuesday, September 11th, come hear David Udall speaking on Seeing the Big Picture, Spattle Symbols, Spattle Thoughts, and Spattle Education. The presentation will be at 4 p.m. in Wyatt Center 223. A reception will follow. Also, plan to attend on Tuesday, September the 11th, the Vanderbilt China Business Forum beginning at 5:30 p.m. in the Avery Buck Auditorium at the Owen School of Management. Ron Kapp will present the talk entitled The Business of Tourism in China, The Conflict Between Historic Preservation and Profit. Ron Kapp will also give another lecture Wednesday, September 12th, entitled Rainbows and Centipedes, 20th Century Discoveries of Lost Chinese Bridges at 4:45 p.m. in the Fine Arts Building, Room 206. Students, Friday, September the 7th, plan to attend the All-American Block Party. The All-American Block Party, supporting Soldiers Angels, is open to the Vanderbilt community and will be held on Kensington Place from 5 to 8 p.m. Entertainment will be provided by Chris Young, Blue Country, and Will Bowen. Tuesday, September 11th begins Greek Week. Don't miss the Greek Week concert planned for September the 14th. Also, for September the 11th on Tuesday, plan to attend the Study Abroad Information Fair from 1 to 5 p.m. in the Student Life Center Ballroom. Applications to study abroad for this spring 2008 are due September 21st. Wednesday, September 12th, attend the World on Wednesday's Noontime Lecture, Food Security in Nashville, presented by Darcy Friedman and Vanderbilt Junior Courtney Williams in the Student Life Center, Lower Level Meetings 1 and 2. Friday, September 14th offers the annual Party at the Rec, beginning at 4 p.m. until midnight for a night of games, of music, and prizes. Alumni, Monday, September 10th, the Vanderbilt University Law School and the Alumni Association offers an information session on how to get into law school from 4 to 5:30 p.m. in the Vanderbilt University Law School Fleming Auditorium. If planning to attend, email the Alumni Relations Office at alumni@vanderbilt.edu. ARCH, Friday, September 7th, offers Vanderbilt's Night at Shakespeare in the Park. Best seats at the Centennial Park Banshaw will be reserved for Vanderbilt employees to see the Two Gentlemen of Venera. Those who wish to attend and sit in the Vanderbilt section should contact Sharon Billingsley at 343-1402. In addition, on Friday, September the 7th, the Blair Global Music Series begins its 2007-2008 season with Beyond Traditional Folk, an evening with Matt Combs and friends at the Blair School of Music, 8 p.m., in the Steve and Judy Turner Recital Hall. Saturday, September 8th, students try out for the Rhythm and Roots Performance Company. Audition for dance are 2 to 4 p.m. Drama auditions will be held from 4 to 6 p.m. All auditions will be held in the Memorial Gymnasium Dance Studio C. Friday, September 14th, the Vanderbilt Orchestra and Concert Winds will perform from 8 to 9:30 p.m. in the Blair School of Music, Ingram Hall. Athletics. Come out to Dudley Field on Saturday, September 8th at 11:30 a.m. as the Vanderbilt Commodores open up their SEC play against the Crimson Tide of Alabama. Show your support for the Doors and come early. Also, try to attend the Vanderbilt International Invitational Men's Tennis September 14th through the 15th at the Curry Tennis Center, and plan to attend the Mason Rudolph Women's Golf Championship September 14th through the 16th. Take in watching some of the games of the Vanderbilt Women's Soccer Tournament scheduled for September 14th and 16th. Visit the Commodores website at vucommodores.com for complete details. Medical Center, Tuesday, September 11th, offers a presentation by Jack Swingler, beginning at 3 p.m. in the MRB3, 1220, on the subject of 6 years after 9/11, is the U.S. biodefense ready? Thursday, September 13th, offers another Discovery Lecture Series presentation, and this one will be by Frank Harrell Jr. The presentation will be held in Light Hall in 208. The presentation will be entitled Information Allergy. A video archive will be available after the event at www.vanderbiltdiscoveryseries.com. University Community, Friday, September 7th, offers faculty and staff swim night from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Campus Recreation Center pool. This event is part of the Vanderbilt Employee Celebration Month. Then on Monday, September 10th, the Vanderbilt Employee Celebration Month kickoff event takes place from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the library lawn. Be sure to bring your Vanderbilt ID to receive your T-shirt. Events are planned throughout the month. Plan to attend as many of those as possible. Tuesday, September 11th, Project Dialogue kicks off with a conversation with Gore Vidal on Why We Hate at 8 p.m. in Benton Chapel. Join Project Dialogue for an unforgettable evening with Gore Vidal with his interview by Frank Wixlow, Dean of the Commons. Wednesday, September 12th, offers the annual Taste at Vanderbilt event, also part of the Vanderbilt Employee Celebration Month. The event will be held from 3 to 5 p.m. on Library Lawn. Friday, September 14th, offers another special Vanderbilt Celebration Month event, Friday Night Lights, from 7 to 9 p.m. in the McTeer parking lot. This official kickoff party for second shifters features a variety of good food, prize drawings, and great music. Don't forget to bring your Vanderbilt ID in order to receive your T-shirt. For more information about these events, please visit the University Calendar's website at calendar.vanderbilt.edu. You can also submit your organization's events by visiting the Calendar's website.